Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
One thing you need to remember about Alex, remember he came in as a third-round pick.
Yeah.
He was really young when he did. He's in his fourth year. He is still only 25 years old.
Wow.
So he came in as a young kid, and this is, I think, clearly the best that he's played. He's third on the team with 3 sacks. He's second on the Browns with 9 tackles for loss. Myles Garrett, the leader in both of those categories.
Sure.
I think he has developed into that defensive end on the other side of Myles Garrett that we've been looking for a long time. You know, you went with Za'Darius Smith for a while, tried to go Clowney.
Yeah.
I think Alex Wright has become that guy.
Yeah, I feel balanced now, don't you? I feel like there's stability and balance on the defensive ends. Obviously with Myles, as long as they, you know, they don't bail on everything and then just start, you know, trading away assets in the offseason. I still wonder if Myles tries to go back and ask for something at the end of the season. Not money. Ask to be traded. Not money.
To be traded?
Ask if he, I mean, they showed him the plan. If this was the plan and he re-signed, well, okay. I mean, the money changes everything. But remember he said, I've got to find the plan. I don't know if this team's committed to winning, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't expect that. You like the Alex Wright move?
Yeah, I like it because you shore up. You know, it.
You lock up.
It's a fair deal. I think it's a really fair deal.
And he gets, if you don't screw it up, you're set for life money.
Yeah. But it just your balance. It's one less thing you have to worry about when you know you've got a draft coming up where you're going to try to, you know, fill the holes of need, and we all know there are plenty of them.
That is correct. That is
I would
correct.
Love it if they were able to just to put themselves in a position to get 2 offensive linemen in the first round next year, or offensive lineman, wide receiver. Someone who could have an impact for a long time. I'm not feeling the quarterback thing. Maybe I will. Maybe I will when the playoffs roll around. Maybe I will as we get into these last couple weeks of the college football season.
Can I say, sorry to say, we have a lot of time to talk about that, and it's probably not going to go away.
No, but I think when you sign Alex Wright, you're solidifying a spot that didn't need to be tinkered with, and all you had to do is pay cash, and you're good.
Well, and how about this? You're solidifying one of the strengths of the team. Myles is under contract, and you threw out some things there. Who knows what's going to happen there? You have Malik Collins, who's done a nice job at defensive
tackle. I like Malik Collins.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. He's only 30 years old. And then you have Mason Graham,
which, by the way, remember in the Browns' terms, used to be Logan's Run. They would send you to Carousel at 30. Now it's okay.
You have Mason Graham, who is this year's first-round pick.
Do you have any idea what I was talking about?
No. You have Mike Hall.
You never seen the movie Logan's Run?
No. You have Mike Hall Jr., who has come back from this injury.
Have you ever seen it?
Come back from the injury. He's still only 22. So right now you've got 2 guys who are around 30, Myles and Malik, and you have 22-year-old Mike Hall, 22-year-old Mason Graham, 25-year-old Alex Wright. You've got a young Isaiah McGuire, who's done a nice job on the defensive line. And so I think you're building the right way. McGuire's only 24. Aiden Huntington, they seem to like. Aiden's a young guy. You know, he's a rookie. He's only 23 years old. So they're bringing in what I think you need to do, build depth on both lines. But on the defensive line, pass rushers, guys who clog the middle, you're stocking up on young guys who are going to be here long term. I like that, and I like it a lot.
I mean, more than half of your defensive starters are your guys, right? You look at it, at right, they got in the third round. Mason Graham, they just got. Miles Garrett was a, you know, in 17, they brought him in. Carson Schwessinger's been great. Denzel, Delpit.
Diabate.
Miles Harden. Yeah, you're even going back into the other guys, too. Diabate was a free agent, college free agent. But he's one of their guys.
They got him, yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't played for anybody else.
Right. Yeah, you got to feel good about that. If you're asking yourself at the end of the season, did Andrew Berry do something right? Well, he built your defense.
He built the defense. Yeah.
And it looks like this year's draft is going to be considered successful.
Well, we just had Nick Costos on the show, and
he was glowing.
He said something, and folks, I'd love to know what you thought of what he said. This season is a huge success for the Browns. How'd you take that comment?
I was shocked when he said it because I haven't really thought of it that way.
We're in it. Well, we want to see the team win.
The two wins are just glaring, glaring. I don't know what's the best. Maybe they should be right now. Should they have four wins?
Yeah, they could. I think they could easily be around a 500 football team. Could be
on the outside looking in,
but they're not. So they're not.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
You know, they're not. But has this been a rousing success? The defense has been good.
I don't know how we can say it's a rousing success when you're not winning.
I don't either.
That's a hard pill.
However, if you're looking at the process and you're looking at the big picture, you've got a defense. You just locked up one of your key guys on that defense. Your other guys are locked up. You've added offensive talent to this. You added defensive talent. And Schwessinger and Graham, I mean, those two guys. Without those two guys, this defense isn't where it is.
Here's the other thing, too. What's JOK's future?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope. I'm just trying to think positive.
Can you imagine if JOK comes back to this team?
Mm.
And we want nothing but the best for him health-wise, long-term, and everything else. We would love everybody. We'd all love to see him back. But if you could put Schwessinger with JOK, goodness gracious, man. This defense could just be downright nasty instead of just being good. I mean, it could be a great defense, but fingers crossed that he's able to go on with life without any health issues, let alone play football.
Correct.
And if he's able to come back and play football, all the better. But think about what Nick said, folks. This season has been a success for the Cleveland Browns. Rome is in Cleveland. Hey, Rome.
Hey, Rome.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up? Thank you.
That's good. Wanted to talk about, you know, I believe that Myles Garrett re-signed not because they told him like he was gonna have a whole bunch of quarterback success. I think they gave him a lot of power, and I think they wanted him to build a culture, because to me it just seemed like it's a new culture type forming. You know, it's like a play hard, and as long as we play hard and leave it all on the field, it is what it is, but we trying to win, and eventually we gonna get that winning culture and learn how to win. So that's
Rome Miles has been terrific this year, hasn't he?
He's been great. He's been amazing. And
not just play, but I think approach as well.
Exactly. Not just play, but how he's been speaking to the media and talking to other players. Like, he's really developed into a leadership role, for real, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
And I do think – oh, one more I wanted to make this comment before I forget. Somebody said, I think it was either yesterday or earlier this morning, that it would be great for Miles to stay here because Cleveland never had a GOAT. And
that's not true. You mean for football? Exactly. Yeah, I mean, even – yeah, that's not –
Jim Brown and
– Otto Graham.
And Bernie Kosar might not have been the greatest at his position, but he was definitely the greatest all-time.
Who said Cleveland never had a GOAT?
I don't remember who said that this morning, but it was either this morning or late last night. But if you listen to the tape, you'll hear him say it.
Yeah, we're not going to go back and listen to that nonsense. Rome, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. Nick Costos, last segment, said this.
Just on the Browns overall, like I actually think like this season is a success for Cleveland. So many of the young players are good. Like, how good is Schlesinger? Like, he's fabulous, right?
Rookie of the year,
like, he's going to be an All-Pro. Like, Fannin's good. Like, Mason Graham's good. This is exactly what you wanted this season to be if you're
Judkins.
A Browns fan.
Judkins
is good. I forgot about him. Like, the Browns were never going to the playoffs this year. And I was consistent in the offseason with you guys. Like, the quarterback of the future is not on the roster. Like, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are not going to be the long-term starters for this team. Like, they could be backups, and that's fine. And now you've set yourself up with multiple first-round picks in next year's draft, like a good young nucleus of players, and now you can go get your quarterback and really cook with gas next year. I actually think, like, this season is like a smashing success for the Cleveland Browns, even if the record doesn't show it.
Wow. That's a big statement. There was another part of that statement that Browns fans don't want to hear. And as he said, Browns fans are all over him.
Yeah, he's getting crushed. Well, that's because he hasn't been a big Shedeur fan.
Well, he just said, you don't have your quarterback of the future on this roster right now. And that Gabriel and Sanders are not those guys. And I think we are all holding out hope. And I will tell you, I think it's hope. And we're all trying to be optimistic that one of those guys becomes the quarterback of the future. It might be blind faith, might be nothing but, you know, orange and brown goggles on. But there's an outsider telling you that this team has been a smashing success and you don't have your quarterback.
I could see that if you're developmental, if you're looking developmental. I can see that.
You're going process?
Yeah, if it's all about that. No one wants to talk process other than you, though. You are Mr. Process.
Thank you.
We should get you a little nameplate to put on your desk.
I'd like you to get me a food processor for Christmas.
Mr. Process.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.